Good morning. The ancient historian, the Venerable Bede, records how in the 7th century, in the year 627 AD, King Edwin of Northumbria was converted from idol worship to Christianity, and he began building York Minster Cathedral. The Christian missionary Paulinus preached passionately to the king and his people, the Northumbrians. When he'd finished, the warriors and the old men, the king and everyone, looked silently at this stranger, who had come all the way from Italy because of his belief in this very different God. At last the king asked a white-bearded counsellor to speak. The old man rose to his feet and said, "The life of a man, O king, is like the flight of a sparrow. Through the banqueting hall, when we sit at meat in winter time with the fire blazing, it flies in through one door and quickly out of the other. For a little while it is safe from the storm, but soon it vanishes into the winter again. Our life is like the sparrow. Where he came from and where he goes, we know not. If Paulinus can tell us these things, we should follow his teaching. We each come to earth, hover around for a while, and then fly away again some day. Some of us hover with more intent than others. Christian faith gives meaning and purpose to our hovering and sheds light on where we fly to. Jesus said, 'Look at the birds. They do not sow seeds. They do not gather and put it into barns. Yet your Father in heaven takes care of them. Aren't you worth much more than birds?' And Jesus also said, 'For only a penny you can buy two sparrows. Yet not one sparrow falls to the ground without your Father's consent. So do not be afraid, because you are worth far more than many sparrows.' We come from God, we live for God, and then we go back to God. That's what it's all about."